This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, we have on with us Jim Derry from Datitude Podcast. Jim, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Glad to be here, Mike. Glad to be here.
Jim, before we start talking LSU, surprise today, certainly was Florida. Back-to-back wins now. LSU last week, and then now Ole Miss. And I knew offensively they had some firepower. They could run the ball well. The offensive line's really good as a run-blocking unit. I think they still have some issues as a pass protector, but Lagway, he's got enough mobility to kind of maneuver his way out of there, and their backs are good with Ball, the freshman, and now they got Dontrell back healthy. But how well they've played defensively the last 2 weeks. This team was awful on defense. And, you know, in a huge game for Ole Miss, and it certainly says something about Billy Napier and him being able to keep this team together. But what does it tell you about Lane Kiffin? Everything was stacked up for him this season. They spent a ton of money in the NIL transfer portal deal to bring in defensive linemen, and their defense is better than I can remember in years, but they still now got three losses, and I don't say they're completely out of it, but, man, they from the outside looking in now.
Well, Mike, I tell you, I've been saying for years, and people have been laughing at me, but I say Lane Kiffin is the most overrated coach in college football, and I mean it. I mean, I've said it for multiple years now. What has he won that's been a big game? And he proves again, when he has to win a game, he can't do it. And so, yeah, he has a couple big wins here and there under his belt, but when he has to win a game, when his Rebels have to win a game, he's not doing it. And so I think, you know, all the LSU fans that are calling for Brian Kelly said, and I get it, it's not exactly what and what, but I mean, are we screaming for our Ole Miss fans, screaming for Lane Kiffin's head? Because if you feel that way about Brian Kelly, then Ole Miss fans should feel that way about Lane Kiffin, because, you know, and you give Billy Napier a vote of confidence, and look what happens in Florida. So I'm just saying, you know, it's college football is crazy right now, but that's what we love about it. And you got to give Billy Napier, you got to give the Gators credit, like you said, for staying together. And I thought their defensive front was outstanding today. I mean, they just got at Jackson Dart, and even when they didn't sack him, they hit him enough to to make him so he was offline. And he was just, Jackson Dart was a mess on that final drive for sure.
Man, all these deep passes, I go underneath on them because I think that's where they have some issues in coverage. Jeff Palermo and I were talking about this, so I'll get your opinion on it. And the SEC has debated for quite some time about a ninth SEC game on the schedule. After seeing the way they cannibalize one another this year, man, I ain't voting for that. I'm going to tell you right now, you can scratch that ninth SEC game.
No, and I think you're going to have a lot of teams, a lot of schools feeling the same way that you're talking about right now. You know, the old show, eight is enough, Dick Van Patten, back in the day, I think eight is enough for the SEC because, look, you're right, man. I mean, it's going to be hard enough to make it through an SEC schedule without two losses, no matter who you are. So you're just hurting yourselves. And, you know, one thing Lane Kiffin did get it right about, and I never really thought about it before you get to the 12-team playoff, but there's going to be a lot of teams wondering if the SEC championship game is a good idea because if you got somebody like a Texas that's, you know, that gets in the SEC championship game and you know they're going to the playoff, and then whoever the second team is, they need to win to get it into the playoff, you know, you'd have been better off if you don't go to the championship game because you probably would have been in without it. So it's something to think about going forward, and it is definitely interesting to see if it's going to affect the way the SEC and other major conferences think about this going forward.
Before the season started, I think everybody had a W next to this game, LSU-Vanderbilt, that you would win it. Man, right now? Jim, I'm not so sure about that because there are some things here that Vanderbilt does very well. One, they got a mobile quarterback, tough guy. I think he's sort of a modern-day version of what I saw as a kid in Billy Kilmer. Okay, none of them passes come out smooth. I mean, it looked like somebody shot it out of the air. I mean, it's floating all over the place. But he's a tough guy. He's smart. He'll run with the football. And I think his toughness and his leadership and his moxie has transformed this team into playing like him. And I think Pave has been such a huge part of Vanderbilt's team right now. They have a veteran secondary, I think a solid offensive line. They don't have a lot of great playmakers. Not a tight end, that's a different story. He's an NFL tight end eventually. Man, LSU right now, I'm not sure which team shows up because they clearly have more talent than Vanderbilt. But who's right now more focused? Who's ready to play more? You might have to side here with Vanderbilt.
You know, I'm going to say this, and look, you know, I've been a Brian Kelly proponent, and I still am, but this might be the most important, and I can't believe I'm saying this about an LSU-Vanderbilt game, but this might be the most important game of his career here at LSU to date, because it's one thing, you lose three in a row, look, that's bad enough, and the vultures are out there looking for your scalp, but if you lose to Vanderbilt and you lose a fourth game, you lose at home on a Saturday night in Tiger Stadium, in Death Valley against Vanderbilt, I don't know if he can survive that, Mike. I really don't. So that's why I think that you're going to see a very focused LSU team tonight. I think that they know what's on the line, not just for this team and this season, but really for this program going forward, because I think if they lose this game, you could have a different future going forward. And so that's why I think you'll see the best of what LSU can bring. But that being said, everything you said about Diego Pavia is true. And not only that, it gives Vanderbilt, they have so much confidence. I mean, they play with, I don't know that I've ever seen a Vanderbilt team play with this much confidence, even when James Franklin was there. So it is going to be an interesting game. And I think you'll know right off which LSU team's going to show up.
Okay, we can kind of cross off the list that they're going to run the ball well. I thought they ran it better against Florida, but some of that had to do with Florida's personnel. They got to protect Garrett Nussmeier better than what they did last week. Now, Florida had more dudes up front than what Vandy's got from a pass rush standpoint, but to give them a chance here and to win this game, they have got to keep Nussmeier clean and give him some opportunities. The worst part about all this, Jim, is that they dink and dunk all the way downfield. They use up all kind of time. They have all kind of plays. Settle for a field goal. You can't punch the ball in. That's the most unusual part of this team, with the red zone inefficiency that they have this season.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
That, and I think, so we talked about it last week, but the thing that bothers me most about LSU and what they've been doing is they've been so damn predictable. I mean, you can't just, I'm all about running the football, and you got to establish the run, and 100% you need to do that. But you can't just go out there and run it straight up the gut into the teeth of the where they're the strongest on the other side. And that's what they were trying to do against Florida last week on first down. Almost every first down, they just running up the gut, and they were forcing – Nussmeier, now look, he was coming through on a lot of those third downs, but later in the game he wasn't, because I think Florida knew exactly what LSU was going to do. And so they just can't be predictable. You've got to mix it up. And that's the one big problem I've had with the Tigers this season on offense. Well, obviously other problems than that too, but you just got to be able to mix it up. You got to be able to throw some on first down, and absolutely you got to keep the pocket clean for Nussmeier, like you said.
One of the things I talked to Jeff about Palermo when he was here was that the receivers this year you knew was going to be a step down, okay?
Yeah.
No Malik Nabers, no Brian Thomas Jr., but it's been sort of underwhelming, other than we see Aaron Anderson, who has really emerged as a very good player. You see what teams are doing to Kyren. They sort of bracketing coverage him. Man, Chris Hilton has been a major disappointment for this team when he's in the lineup. C.J. Daniels, I think, is a good player, but I think he's playing hurt. Thomas, you got what you got there. Shelton Sampson, major disappointment. This was a four-star recruit on the verge of a five, and he's done zero at LSU. Man, the development of these receivers has really been slow, or basically they stuck in neutral at this particular point. So I'm not going to blame everything on Nussmeier. You got to get open downfield.
Yeah, and exactly what you said. And I think you got to blame a lot of this. Look, I don't see the heart from these guys. I don't see them trying, fighting hard enough to get open. You mentioned Aaron Anderson. Who was his coach in high school? Bryce Brown is one of the greatest coaches in Louisiana high school right now. And he's a fighter. He's a guy that's going to get himself open. He knows how to run routes. He might not be the biggest guy, but he's going to find a way to get open. I just don't know. I look at these receivers, and they're just kind of, I hate the word lollygagging, but it's almost like that. And they once they get out of it, you've got to keep them involved in the game. And that's what I see. I think they have plenty of talent, especially a guy like Hilton. I don't know what's going on in his head. And we saw Brian Kelly get after him last week, but I don't know if he's even going to be able to change at this point with only a couple of games left in the season. So it really concerns me. It's one of the number one concerns that I have with this football team on offense, besides the fact that they've been predictable, like I said. And it's the fact that sometimes the wide receivers just seem like they're going to sleep at times.
Big plus for them, certainly with Mason Taylor. I got a lot of respect for him, how he
Absolutely.
Plays the game. He knows how to run routes. He's a big target guy. He's got a little bit of scoot after the catch. He's not going to burn him by any stretch, but, man, he'll get you some yardage after the catch. My thing is how they use Tre'Davious Green. You don't see him till they get in the red zone. Well, okay, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know what they're going to do with him at that point. Why wouldn't you use him from 20 to 20? He's still the same guy, right? He's still the big target receiver. Man, Jim,
yeah,
I don't get that.
When you got a third and five, why not? When you got a third and five, where is he? I mean, I agree with you wholeheartedly, and that's another thing. It makes you just scratch your head sometimes on what this team is doing. But absolutely, you're talking about big third downs. Now, granted, again, Nussmeier was able to get out of third down a lot last week early in the game, but when we got down towards the end of the third quarter and into the fourth quarter, the predictability killed him. And you're right, where is Green? And I don't know. That's a good question. Somebody needs to ask that.
One of the things with Vanderbilt, they may have the best kicker-punter combination in all of college football. Man, that cat that kicks for them, he's hit 5 50-yard field goals this year. Now, okay, he did miss the one that could have won him a game against Missouri, but that's the life of a kicker. If this game comes down to special teams and punting and kicking, that ain't a check mark on LSU side of the ball.
No, absolutely, and that's been trouble. That's been big trouble. But we've seen it all over college football, and especially in the SEC. You know, you saw it in today's game. You talk about Ole Miss missed a kick at, a 34-yard field goal?
Yep.
They missed, and that could have mattered. You know, you're talking about at the end of the game, maybe they just need a field goal instead of needing a touchdown. So, I don't know. Mike, college football kicking, these guys could kick 60-yarders, and then they can miss a 30-yarder.
Yeah, you respect so much the NFL game. Of these guys that are kicking 85, 88, 89%. We had Martin Anderson on. He was like, man, I didn't do anything like that. Now I'm in Pro Football's Hall of Fame. Look what Tucker's doing, you know, with the Ravens. And he's had a bit of an off year. And, man, the kicker for the Cowboys, I mean, if that's one bright spot, it's him.
That cat's something different.
Man, so it is a strange kind of overlay to watch the college game and the pro game from a kicking putting standpoint.
You know, to show you how different it is, Mike, and I know you'll probably remember this, but Morton Anderson kicked a 60-yarder against the Bears right before halftime, 30-plus years ago. And I remember thinking, wow, what a huge deal that was. And now somebody does that, and you're just like, okay, they kicked a 60-yard. I mean, they're kicking 60-yarders, like, in the middle of the first quarter.
That's unreal. Jim, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights, buddy. Thank you.
Anytime, Mike. Enjoy the game.
All right, thank you. That's Jim Derry from Datitude Podcast. We'll be back to finish it off here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.